The fact that a person has a tum on him does not preclude him from any element of limud or mitzvahs, etc. Kul tmi balkeri, with the exclusion of a person who is a balkeri, shahuti oi ezra mikola tmeim, that balkeri was singled out from amongst all the different tmeim. So there's a tkanas ezra that a person who's a balkeri cannot learn Torah, cannot say Kriya Shema, cannot daven, cannot say brachas, etc., until he goes to the mikvah. Now they didn't allow you to eat without saying a bracha, so you're motivated to go to the mikvah because you can't eat, you can't say a bracha, etc. You need to do mitzvah, so you're going to go to the mikvah. The purpose of this tekana was because balkeri includes a person who's had relations with his wife. This will encourage them not. It's an asik to go to the mikvah. And therefore, people will be encouraged not to spend too much time being involved in having relations with their wife. And the Mora says that this tekana later on was removed. And they put it back on the original halacha that he's mutter. Shapakari mutter b'divrei Torah b'kriya shema b'tefila b'lo tefila b'lo rechitza d'tisha kabin m'chein pasha raminik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that there is a minig which people have to be makbid on tefila, what's called tefilas Ezra. This is the Khan of Ezra. But meanwhile, just the Shulchan Aruch sort of like, because he was getting to the point where saying we don't have to do it, so he didn't discuss the law of what's called Tisha Kabin. He sort of like just let it, he snuck it in under the wire a little bit. So this is the kind of that they were misakin that a person of Balkari is Osir B'divrei Torah B'tfila. They made a leniency, and they were matter that to remove the tuma which is on the person on the deraisa level, the person of Balkari is tuma mideraisa. That needs tevila in the mikvah. To remove the issur d'rabbanan of learning Torah, you do not need tevila in the mikvah. You have another option, which is called pouring 9 kavan of water over the person. And that, well, it's not going to remove the tuma. But the tumah wasn't the problem to start with. Tumah was just like sort of like a name to put on it. But the issue was the fact that the people were inclined to being too involved in the physical pleasures, or physical focus, which, so if you have to go through this process of Tisha Kabin, so you had Tisha Kabin is a nice size amount of water. So the Mora talks about you'd have to get somebody there to stand there and pour it over you. Sometimes you would need multiple buckets, and they have to be a flow. So you have to do it. You can't stop one at a time. It has to be that the second one starts pouring before the first one ends. The third one starts pouring. It's a gantz eis, a gantz meis, it's a baiter tircha. So again, that'll be a motivation. The person shouldn't be too. But the Chachamim did create this leniency of Tisha Kabin. So he's saying we don't need to do that because it's bottle. Okay, so that's the end of the Chabra's din of Tefillas Ezra. Ramah deals with a different issue. Amiyesha kosu shein leisha nida b'mei ri'iyasa likonos v'esek nesas al ispailo il haskir Hashem al liga v'sefer v'yesha mishum v'taris b'kol v'chein ikr. Some people came along and said that when a woman is a nida, not when we're talking about that she has the halachic status of a nida, we're talking about when she's having an actual flow of dam. During that time, she should not go into the basic knesses, or she shouldn't even daven. Mention Hashem's name, touch a sefer, etc. So the minhag is not like that. But Mr. Brewer will point out there is some people who still have the minhag not to go into basic knesses. Actually, it was a minhag in Europe. And the Rishonim already mentioned it. That, see, even though the other elements of the minhag of not davening and not saying Hashem's name and not touching a sefer do not apply, that minhag is, we don't, Mishmur Moss says we don't accept that minhag. But the minhag of not going into the Beis HaKnesses, some people have. And the other thing which they don't do is when they, even if they are in the Beis HaKnesses, they don't look in the ksav of the Sefer Torah while they're raising up the Sefer Torah. Fine. Look, the Rambam says even though the mikra min is and there's no issur at all, but the minhag people have to be machmer in this. This only applies when she's been ariyosa, and not meliban. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that even we're differentiating a woman who's anita, there is the actual time of the flow, which Mishabur will talk about. The Rambam seems saying that even more than that, but a woman is having dam. So Rex amount of days, she can't start her process of a libun wearing her white clothing. Shiva Nakim, the seven clean days. So that first period is called the days where she's seeing it. Even if that specific moment she's not actually having a flow, but since in general these are the days where she's seeing, that's a problem. So there are more, the minig is that these people are machmer, but during the time of libun, once she's stopped having any dam, she started counting her 7 clean days, she's wearing her white clothing, that's why it's called my libun. So then they're no heter. But feel welcome shenogel lahachmer. Furthermore, even the place where the minig is not to come to shul, etc. If it's talking about a situation where it'll be very obvious to everybody that she's not coming and she's uncomfortable not joining the crowd, everybody's going and she's not going to go. Everybody goes to Shul Yom Kippur, except for this woman. You know, that's very uncomfortable. It's tremendously painful that everybody else, therefore the minig was not accepted in a situation where it caused the woman such pain. Okay. So the first half was, so the Ramah moved the conversation into a different topic. Not talking about Belkeri, we're talking about the issue of a woman who's in need of. So let's go back to the Belkeri halacha. So Sivkat and Aleph. So the purpose of this, the Shulchan Aruch said, was in order that the people which are Tamei Chachamim should not be involved with their wives like Tana Garlam. And furthermore, it's something which comes from a lightheadedness. And the more it turns out, is actually this is what Rashi is saying over here. The Mishabur is saying it's actually from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why Balkari is also is because Balkari comes from Kalas Rosh, from levity of lightheadedness, and the Torah has to be learned with seriousness and focus. Ema and Yira, Resis and Zeya. Ema and Yira are different types of forms of fear. Resis is a person that's trembling, and Zeya is a person is sweating due to the fear. So that's how you have to learn Torah. So that was the original Tekana. They were Mavatl, that Tekana. And they put it back to its original status. Kabokam. We do say that there is a concept of Tavala Bracha, which is a Kiddush, because if you remove it to Kana, it has no halachic status anymore. So the Chachamim are not requiring you to the Tefillah. You're not being a kind of Chachamim at this point in time. Tell them what you're saying, that you're Mekayim, the goal of Chachamim may be there, but it's not told in the Tefillah per se. However, that which you want to undertake in Mimachmer, to go to the mikvah, so in the Bizman the Tekana was effective, you couldn't daven anyway. So even if the time going to mikvah would be a tircha to the point that person would end up, or time consuming to the point that the person would end up not davening shachas, he's not davening shachas anyway. He's not allowed to. Bidin of the Gemara, the original din. So therefore, the Chacham came along and said, you know what, so go to the mikvah and then make it better, because you can only go up from this point in time. But Mizmana said that we're meeker than its mutter. So you could daven. That's you want to take a chumrah and go to mikvah first, and thereby lose the zman tefillah. That you can't do. Or zman kriyashma. So furthermore, you're not losing, if it's, you're missing Zman Kriyat Shema, you're not losing the mitzvah totally. Here, you're going to daven. Just like daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Person, sorry?
People missing Kriyat Shema at the time of Tzibur.
They weren't allowed to.
In order to be total. How can that be?
Chamor answered it. That they can't say, can't learn any Torah, they can't say any tefillahs until they go to the mikveh. So you wake up in the morning and you say, I want to daven. So you go to the mikveh, go to the mikveh. So people want to daven, so they went to the mikveh. You want to eat breakfast, you can't make a bracha until you go to the mikveh. Well, I'm hungry, so then go to the mikveh. So a person wanted to daven until the right time, he would try to get the mikveh as early as possible. But sometimes it doesn't work like that.
And most likely they had mikvahs readily available because of the
tekana.
I have to say, it wasn't just in one
side, I guess. I remember the details of the conversation. There's a organization, I said, which is responsible for building mikvahs throughout, you know, different yishuvim in Eretz Yisrael. And he also comes to America for fundraising, etc. So this individual was telling me that there are over 4,000 city mikvahs or village town mikvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Wow. Says there are 800 and something in America. Now I'm talking about, okay, there's multiple ones in New York, but in regards to the amount of different places which have something, there was like, I don't know what some number, he told me like 800, I think it was. And Eretz Yisrael, there's over 4,000. There's 4,000 of these little kibbutzim which have mikvahs now. Which, like, you know, they don't have to stop anywhere to go to the mikvah. I remember the exact numbers, but it was something like that. So now he says, could be, even if you're not going to lose the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema or Tefillah, but you lose Tefillah B'Tzibur, is it proper to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur for the purpose of being machmer on this concept of Tefillah B'Kari, which you're not mukhiv to do? Maybe that's not proper. So they bring over here in the Moisef Dirshu, in number 4, it points out that the Chassidish Paskin is not the Tefillah B'Tzibur. If the person's choice would be Tefillah Ezra and losing Tefillah B'Tzibur, or Tefillah Tzibur and not doing Tefillah Ezra, he should daven with the Tzibur.
Isn't that like the Mishmaru?
What?
Isn't that like the Mishmaru?
That's what he's saying. The Mishmaru is lost in the Efshir. So Mishabur is, you know, the logic being, if Chazal were Mechayev you, so who gave you a right to undertake a Chumrah, which is a Kula? Right? That's why he's saying Efshir. So the Chazal is saying, it's not an Efshir, it's a Vadai. You can't, I decided that, you know, that when under these circumstances, I'm only going to daven if I first run 50 miles to like, Kapora. Okay, that's very nice, but you're not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Who asked you to be Mekabel? So I want to go to Mikvah for first. But you can't miss Tefillah B'Tzibur because of it. Okay. They're about to Oishat Tekana.
What's not just an Efshar, it's not?
The Mishabur says it's maybe that you don't lose Tefillah B'Tzibur because of it, and the Chazir says for sure you don't. Oishat Tekana Shahayisa Gezeira. So Mishabura is, there's an unspoken question over here. We have a general rule that if a Bezdin makes a Tekana, it cannot be rescinded by a later Bezdin, unless the later Bezdin is greater than the earlier Bezdin in Chochmah and Minyan. Minyan is that there's more Talmidim, the different Pshat. Let's say one Pshat means the Sanhedrin is always the same size. So it becomes a little bit difficult to have more people in your Sanhedrin. Means Talmidim.
So you see in the Gemara multiple times that the purpose of the Talmidim wasn't just that they sat there, you know, were taking notes or listening to the recordings. They would actually interact and ask questions. The more Talmidim you have, the more interaction you have, the clearer that something's going to come, because the Talmidim always have good questions. So it's a greater Bezdin. Beminyan means that they have more Talmidim, therefore they have that path, right? And Chochma means, if you compare the Chochma of the Ab Bezdin of the original Masaknim, and the Ab Bezdin of the present Bezdin who wants to override the original Tkana, he has to be perceived by people that he's greater than the original person. So that's going to be quite challenging over here. Ezra was the one who was the Ab Bezdin, and there's very few people who can claim that they were bigger than Ezra. And it was Paradash Knesset HaGadola, so that's also quite a august type of a group. So say that later on they had a greater Chochma Minyan, not Mistavrish, exactly how in the world could the later generations be Mavatal the Tekana. She says the halacha is that if Bezdin makes a Tekana and the Tekana was not undertaken by everybody in Klal, so they felt they couldn't do it. So that Tekana does not take full root, and it's possible for a later Bezdin to overturn it. Even though not greater. Now, in certain cases, it's automatically bottled, just it doesn't take effect at all. Certain places, you need to do a process to be mevatel, but upon them, it's possible to mevatel it. And they were, it was the concern being bittul Torah and bittul Peir Rivya, which was coming because of it, just made things worse. Okay?
How was it mevatel Rivya?
Because people are not going to want to be with their wives, and then we'd have to go to the tircha the next day of finding a mikvah. So the okay, pasha the minig. They became the minig is that nowadays it's bottle. There are people which are marked around it. If getting to a mikvah is not necessarily an option, so they have an option of tisha kamen. Furthermore, there's a leniency by Tfilas Ezra that normally a mikvah cannot be mayim shubim. Here, I think the mayim shubim is acceptable. So that's very relevant for us. The city waters instead of mayim shubim. So if I fill up a mikvah with water which is from the city water for tefillas Ezra, that'd be sufficient. For any other tefillah of a keli, tefillah of a woman, tefillah of a man when he wants to go to Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't be effective. The person would do that and go to Beis HaMikdash, she'd be kind for us. Please still tell me. I'll take that back. Whether he's still coming. So Kapanim Chazar Masakin, for this purpose, you get a mikvah with 40 saw of Mayim Shubim on the ground, it's kosher.
What's all of I and Esatzman?
Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
A couple of places.
Come on, Esatzman, fine. You kosher lay matvila. Fine. The Tishkam and Gam came in Mayim Shubim. The Tishkam definitely went with Mayim Shubim because it's in a kli. If a filim shosh kelim, it could be up to three. It could be one or two or three kelim. But Mishal Yafsik Mishvichus Kli Echad Achias Kol Hasheni. You can't end the pouring of the first one before the second one. So it has to be constant. Okay. You can't spread out the shear of Tisha Kaban into greater than three kalim. You can't use four kalim or more.
Where did that din come from?
Tisha Kaban?
I mean, I know it from the Hagdil from Taharas.
That's what I was saying.
No, it's the Gemara. The Gemara that the concept by Taharas was taken because Chazal Mastak and Tisha Kaban works for Kerry. So we're as it were doing that for the Nifter. So by big, you know, chachamim, you know, they usually were makbed dafka, they use a real mikvah for them. They'll take it to the mikvah, but otherwise they do tisha kaben. Okay, now, how do tisha kaben? The kara was only that it works if it's poured over the person, but it's not sufficient for a person to immerse himself inside of it. Whether they're in a kli, a big, barrel, whether it's on the ground. Kol derech tefila minan davka arboim so ubekarka kishar tefila. Once you're doing derech tefila, Chazal deny make the leniency. They said, so go on the ground already and go into 40 saw. You want to make a leniency, will allow you to pour water over your head. Now, when you do it, you come up and the sketch of the mikvah, well, here can rush a little, chatziguba shemachutz. He's halfway immersed in the mikvah, but didn't bend down all the way. Rakshavko love in the malati shakabin, mar latar. So that will, you don't lose your rights for, he said, once you're on the ground, you can't use tishakabin. Can't use tishakabin as a prop, places of tevila, you could use kishar tabin through shricha, so they're pouring it on top of his head. So that's fine. Kosev b'sei ramat efrayim. The ebeis shricha satisha kabin ala adam. When they're pouring it on the person, yesh l'lamad zokuv, he should stand up straight, v'shtay yodav min l'mala, minochim k'negel libra, his hand should be by his heart. Well, you think yourself with Hebrew, however, you can't press too hard because that'll block the water coming in. It has to be a little bit loose. And the water should go on there also. He has to point out to those who are pouring, the pourers, it has to go directly over his head and onto his body. So nowadays it's a fairly easy process because we have a shower, but the person has to stand still in the shower and the water has to be going. If he's moving around, it's right, like just sitting in his chest, not over his head, doesn't work. He has to go over his head, down his body, and he has to stay in that position until Tisha Kav and pour it over him. So it's, that makes it a little more challenging than we might have thought originally.
Approximately, what is Tisha Kav in terms of gallons? Or
we're going to get to that.
Okay. Would this meet the requirements of Takana Sezer?
I'm sorry. Tisha Kav? Yes. No. Yes. Now, there's some people holding that some people hold that b'chlal showers don't count because you see over here the Mishabur holds it has to be mitzdarif, and by showers really it's like a lot. It's not one shricha. It's like 50 things of water which are pouring on him at the same time. So the chazish held it was not acceptable b'chlal. So you're back to square one. But the ma'isa, you bring some of the Riyashiv also held like that. But the he brings some Chaim Kanevsky held that it didn't work.
I'm sorry. What works?
That a shower.
Oh, a shower.
Mikalachas.
Is the dude show much different than our showers?
No, we should make them for that purpose of that issue. Okay, now. Tisha Kavan. I'm a bear hatev, shahu shir teswav kvart polish, which is a measure that they use, I don't know, which it's 15 of those. By the amount of prime, and now because of the kvart shalonu, tzar chavdal kvart l'shvichas tisha kapin. He says, no, that our calculation, is that quartz they were using were very large quartz. The ones we use nowadays, you need 24 of them. They say the shir is about. If their quartz were the same as our quartz, so a quart is basically this, so you get your shear is
that's 4.5 gallons.
You 18 in the Bidiyavit is 4.5, and the Chachili thing should be 24, so that's 6 gallons of water. Now, how long it takes you to stand? How long does it take to have 6 gallons of water pour out of your shower head? Over your body, onto your body, you'd have to really measure your shower head. and see how long it takes. So partially what you do is you take, let's say, a bucket which holds half a gallon or a gallon, put it under there, and see how long it takes. Then you multiply it by, you know, whatever the number would be. If it's a half, you multiply that by 12. If it's the whole thing, the whole gallon, that was 6. It's longer than you think.
Maybe
it's 1.2 gallons per minute or whatever. Okay, so it's 1.2 gallons per minute, so you have to stand still for 6 minutes in the shower. Just from one spot, have the thing pouring over you. Most people don't take a shower like that. It's not, no, take a shower, you know, why not? I took care of Tisha B'Av, that's what people think. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. Okay. Okay, yes, she's on the call, Zeb. All these points you mentioned over here, people can't come into a mikvah. They do the same thing in Erev Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have all these hakpadas would apply over there as well. Even if a person is knowing that, it only applies. There's a person who's healthy and had carry, or a person who was, or even a person who was ill if he had relations with his wife. It doesn't apply to a person due to illness. Kerry came out. You should remove the zera. Fine. So that's never, the Torah never applied in such a scenario. If the liquid which came out of his body was not tight and thick like Zera is, it was more, came out just Mayim Chalukim, so that's not carry. It goes as Al Zer Linyan Dibri Torah Tefila. Now, Rakling and Truma, Tomei Mishum Mayim Chalukim. So there's a Gemara which says that sometimes the Zera, the person comes out more liquefied, so that can generate Tuma for Truma and Kachim, but for the Lach of carry, it doesn't have din of carry. For the Gabi, the Lach of this Tzadzazer. Nira Sif
Zayin Zayin
Alze. Nira Kasa Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh. He didn't travel to Spain with the Rosh. He stayed in Germany. Yes, term lemmer shanoshim yoldus lo yikon to the basic knesses at shobru aboyim yoyim lezocher shonim lekeva. Because it talks about this, until she goes, the same way she can't go to the basic mikdash until after 40 days or 80 days, so the same thing, she can't go to shul. Minutos with sarklim chesbiyadim. Preventing the person from going is improper, and you should stop it. Early spalo, they can't go to the basic knesses, or they don't daven, or to say Hashem, or liga b'sefer. Binyamin Zev, Simon Kufnan Gimel Kosta. Binyamin Zev was also Rishon, very late Rishon, the same time as Ben Aruchim, basically, if I recall correctly. Maybe it's a little bit earlier, actually. Shlonogu Rak, Shlonichlois Besekinesis. The minig is only the two things, that they would not go to Shul. And Bloliris Besefer Torah, they wouldn't look at the Ksav of the Sefer Torah when it's being held up, etc. Gamish Kishim and Spilalis, Eno Emedis Bifnecha Braseho. And when she would daven, she wouldn't daven in the front, she'd go to the back. And this was elements of the Maisa, there's some elements of Mias, whatever it is, during the process of Nida. So it's covered that they did that, but not to daven and not to say bracha, etc., not to allow a person such a safer, that doesn't apply. The fact that she's in Nida does not affect her responsibility to say all brachas and daven, etc. The kiddush, shuman atara, ba'imagan of Rama. These especially brachas which are derises. Avlaminig, minidus elis like sorry, shana to machra. So the Mishabur, that was the minig of the Ramah. But Medina Seinu, Noigim Heter Lo'elam, we're Noig Heter, Mavorchus, Mispalos. They do daven, they do learn, they do say brachos, etc. Even learn nowadays also. Kamokam Yisakel Sefer Torah B'Shoshem Megbim Yisrael Haris Lo'am. But the Chayyotim says, but that one element of Chomer remains, that they shouldn't look at the Ksav of the Sefer Torah which was only usually was only relevant when they picked up the Sefer Torah. That's when they make a chance to see it. They shouldn't look. A separate issue is that the Beis HaKvaros is a place, because it's a makom of tumah, so there are kachos of tumah over there called klipas, etc., which can affect the attach himself to the person or affect them negatively. So a person who walks in with tumah on themselves, they are more susceptible to that issue. There is not safe that they should go to Beis HaKvaros until they processed themselves as a need and went to the mikvah. Now, let's say a situation where the minig is women go to Beis HaKvaros for kavura, during the Shas of Kavura, and she being uncomfortable and embarrassed not to go along, so the person says she can go along. There are certain places the women don't go up to the Kibbutz B'chlal, but so in America they usually do. So the whole family is going and she's staying behind. You know, like there's an agmas nefesh over there. We're not going to do that. And that's the same idea which we have over here, that they don't prevent her from going to shul in Yom Neroyim, and the whole city is going to shul, not her, because she's a nida. Neroyim Yom Rishon Shal Slichus Ve'elach Mikri Yom Neroyim L'Cholke Gavna. Women used to go to shul for slichus. So if everybody's going, you know, so she would go as well. Well, then he may see a bino abita, or she bats on your lettuce. She's marrying off a child, or she's the your lettuce. Shahokim the basic necessary abosh voice. Shari alpha a pisha he nida. Even though your lettuce is still a nida many times, she's allowed to go. Even the minute was like to go after the end of the first month, basically after 4 weeks, there we go to give a hidoa to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though she's she can go. But that's a short gap. Can they spell it? Because of the chulayam, and obviously she's allowed to daven. There's nothing precluding them from davening.
She's marrying off her child.
They would go to shul for the ayfer for these type of things. The bir halacha over here raises a question for tefillas bal keri. Is there a halacha of chatzitza? Take a look at the bir halacha over here. Chen pasha the minig. I mentioned bir mashik savlim. The oisin chenagim tefila for halachi yichal alon sepatim miklum. Fine. Sas near the chayla nikra linyan zem misha who chalush. Any person who's weak would have a din of a chayla for this discussion. Rather than brachas chabezin in the tamid chachamim ayin shem barashi dibra maschal efshar. Now the Gemara says that they were not machayev a chayla l'onsa because their mikvahs weren't heated. So you have a healthy person, right? So he's go to the mikvah. Take a person who's ill and stick him into this mikvah, which is freezing cold. Like, you know, so it's not that the chum weren't machayev, that it wasn't healthy. So nowadays, theoretically, we have warm mikvahs. We shouldn't have this issue because I weren't masakin. Now, without the mashin is topic with shari tshuva and yechatzitza b'tilas balkari. So the shari tshuva raises this question. He's not sure if there's a halacha of chatzitza issues. If it comes to tefillas bal keri, the Shari Tshuva doesn't say that much. He just says he's not sure if it's in chatzitza or not. So you should know mitzasi b'sefer Eshkol. It's a skino atzal aroit. The new sefer called Eshkol, which I mean, it's a new sefer. It's one of the Rishonim. But we now found it and we're able to publish it and have it. Shekasa behedda dein posel chatzitza b'zeh. There's no dim sul chatzitza by tefillas bal keri. So minimal chatzitza is not a problem. If the majority of the body is covered with the chatzitza issue, that would be a problem. Now it's interesting, Mishnah Berura by Erev Yom Kippur he says that you should be makban chatzitza. The pasha, the Erev Yom Kippur tevila is an element of chayvon l'taratz v'regel applies to the shalosh regol. So the tefillah of Yom Kippur is because we want to go to the day of Yom Kippur, removing the tomb of Keri, etc. So, but there the Shabbat says you have to be machmeran. It should be machmeran l'chatzila and chatzitza issues. By system Yom Kippur, we're dealing with a little higher madrega of chumrah. Okay.